Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Today is my anniversary. So happy anniversary to my wife.
That's awesome.
9 years together, 9 years married, 19 years together because we were high school sweethearts.
Holy cow.
It's crazy to think about that. Like sometimes I forget that we were like high school sweethearts and that was 19 years ago.
Wow.
It also does feel like it's not like the movies. Like, you know, in the movies, they have like a high school reunion. Like, I don't think like 20 years from now, we're going to like walking down the old hallways and like some kind of like big moment, like, oh, look what happened to so-and-so. Like, you know, like all those reunion movies, it feels weird.
Next year will be a really big year, though.
Yeah, 20 years together, 10-year anniversary. You know what's funny is how like much life changes, though, because I do remember we did a destination wedding, and we were on the beaches of St. Lucia, and we were like, oh, we'll come back to these beaches, we'll have these kids by then. And now, like just the thought of trying to pull off that vacation seems extremely expensive with kids and hard to navigate. Sometimes you're like, wow, like you really thought, like, I thought the kids were going to be like, I don't know, 15 at that point.
Yeah, like self-sufficient.
Like, yeah, like I remember thinking and picturing like 10-year-olds.
Yep.
Like on my 10-year anniversary, and now I have like a 20-month-old, and I'm like, oh, like just life is weird and different, and how like sometimes it takes a lot longer for things to happen, or some things happen a lot sooner. Either way, you just can't plan out life, is what I'm saying.
Are you baking a pie for your anniversary?
I should, because that pie I made was legit.
Still up on our story if you haven't seen it yet.
It's a legit pie. But Kevin, you said that there's a bunch of specialty anniversary dates on this day, huh?
I was shocked. I was shocked at one, that Coca-Cola changed the formula back in the 80s and created New Coke on this day.
That made people mad, right?
People were pissed. Because they didn't like the new taste. And then they went back to the old one and people were like, this doesn't taste like the old one, because we couldn't remember. We didn't know.
Didn't the old one have like actual cocaine in it?
The old one. Old, did. The old. Original old
people
one.
People want
did.
The
yes.
OG, man.
Yes, no doubt.
Baby, did you go to the Coke tour when you went to Atlanta?
I didn't. Everybody said it was boring.
It's more cheesy than I think it is boring. It is... It is like, because they lock it in a vault. Like the whole like recipe thing is a thing. And it's like the recipe is locked
really
in a vault.
You really couldn't find it if you Googled it?
No, that's what they claim you can't.
Right.
No, only like four people have ever seen it.
I bet it's on
TikTok. And it's locked
somewhere.
In this vault. Yeah, right. That's what they claim.
It's funny you mentioned Google, because on this day, YouTube, 20 years ago, only 20 years ago, put its first video up. They really didn't go national until December.
Wow.
But it's hard to believe, because I'm thinking, man, YouTube's only been around 20 years. And I remember always grabbing stuff off of it for
like
audio.
Yeah, that's
part.
Crazy.
Yeah, video. So it's but 20 years ago today. So YouTube is a year older than your marriage.
Yeah, it's YouTube makes it feel like YouTube was created forever ago.
Yeah,
and it was just 19 years, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like that is crazy to think. Yep. My marriage and YouTube.
Yep.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Well, I told you I got a story about a penguin. This is a story about the world's oldest penguin. Mm. She just turned 37 years old last week, and she got a special cake made of fish. Aww. Her name is Spineb. Spineb has lived at a zoo in England since 1988, and she's a Humboldt penguin, and they usually only live to about 10 or 15 years. So Spineb has overcome that by almost 20 years. She is like 200 years old in human age.
That's what you get when you eat fish cakes.
Yeah, she knows the secret of life, fish cakes.
Oh, wow, crazy.
Yeah. And I love that she got a fish cake. That is just the best. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusive at Together Credit Union. Okay, it's officially patio season on the Brett Mega Show, which is my favorite place to eat. It's outside on the patio, sun is shining, drink in hand, and some delicious food. And I would say probably the most famous chef in St. Louis is Gerard Kraft. And Gerard Kraft is in studio. Gerard, thanks for coming out, man.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And thanks for celebrating patio season. Big opening where you're opening up your outdoor patio at Expect Barbecue.
Yep.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the reopening and a little bit about kind of the concept of this barbecue joint.
Sure. So the concept of the barbecue joint is well-traveled barbecue, right? So, you know, I've spent a lot of my career traveling and being influenced by flavors from all over the world. So, you know, classically trained French chef, but, you know, my early days were niche restaurant, which was French technique, but influenced from all over around the world. And so this is kind of our attempt to do that with barbecue, right?
Interesting, because like when I think of like French cuisine and technique, it's really like not messy. It's really refined and like a science to it. But barbecue is like slow cooking to perfection and just eating this delicious, juicy barbecue, right?
Yeah. So we're taking, instead of saying, you know, niche was classic French that was inspired by flavors from around the world, this is the same with barbecue, right? We're taking traditional American barbecue techniques, slow smoked, 250 degrees, and, you know, all of the things that you've come to imagine, like St. Louis style ribs and brisket and pork shoulder. But, you know, if you look at barbecue already, you're looking at spices from around the world, right? You
sure,
know, all the
yeah.
spices in traditional barbecue did not come off our land. But we're just taking those flavors and we're, you know, looking to, you know, Africa. We've got some turkey here for you that's spiced with Berber spice, flavors from Ethiopia.
Wow.
And, you know, it's amazing how well all these flavors kind of mesh with your traditional barbecue, but give you something, you know, a little bit different. You know, we have a million amazing barbecue spots. You know, some of my, you know, best friends have great barbecue spots, and I didn't want to be in their lane. We wanted to do something kind of fun and unique and just have a good time.
Yeah, St. Louis definitely loves our barbecue. So I think it's so cool to have like a different twist on it and like set the table for us. Like, what are things that you offer that you think are like so unique that we can't really get anywhere else?
So like, I love our ribs, right? Our St. Louis style ribs.
What makes them different?
Yeah, so we use a Chinese five spice is the dry rub.
Yeah.
And then we make
the dry rub is an art in itself, man. Yeah.
Yeah, and we grind all the spices, toast and grind all the spices before. And then we have a Baijiu whiskey sauce, right? So we're using a Chinese whiskey for the base, that five spice in there. It's all based off of a traditional bourbon barbecue sauce. So it hits similar, but it's so different. I think that's one of my favorite things on that menu.
I love that you take something that's so traditionally American, like barbecue, which we all have done in our backyards, and then you bring us globally around the world with these flavors and transform something that's so simple and nostalgic, but that also highlights something new for us, and that's the beauty.
Yeah, exactly.
So can we try some of this? What do you got for us?
Yeah,
super excited.
We got all sorts of goodies for you.
Yeah, let's do that. And let's talk about a little bit as we're like kind of getting food out and stuff like that. So patio's open back up. What does it look like? How big is the space? What do we got going on with the patio, Jared?
So we call it the X patio. It's a rooftop patio, right? But it is totally covered. So, you know, rainy days, we're still having fun up there. giant fans and heaters and fire pits up there, big garage roll-ups between the indoor and outdoor awesome. Space. We're going to have live music every day of the week.
Wow, okay.
So except for one day. So on Thursdays, it'll be either we have, for instance, we have Meat Bingo.
Really?
Coming up.
Hilarious. Yes.
Oh,
love
that's
that.
Awesome.
And then we have Z the Mentalist, who is like going around the patio doing crazy magic tricks.
We had that at a happy hour.
Yeah,
everyone
it was
loved
so
it.
Cool. Yeah.
People are going to love it.
I was like following him around.
It's ridiculous. I mean, this guy, I mean, just it was crazy. And he'll be there tonight at our kind of grand reopening party from 5 to 9, where we're going to have also a bunch of DJs and fun stuff.
Music, Mentalist, good barbecue that gives you a global picture, and one of the best chefs in St. Louis, Gerard Kraft, grand reopening of their outdoor rooftop, which will be all covered. It'll be cool for the summer, but also just perfect patio season. You couldn't ask for better weather. It's going to be like in the 80s, so it's going to be a great day for it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's try some of this.
Oh my gosh, there's so much food.
All right, so this is the turkey. So this is the turkey we were talking about. So
smoked turkey sandwich.
So can I take the first bite, AB? Because AB is obsessed with turkey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's so good. I am not a big turkey fan because I feel like it has no flavor. That is packed with
I mean,
flavor.
You can see the flavor coming off of that thing. Okay,
And also tonight at this party, all the food is 50% off.
Oh, wow.
So, double encouragement to come
That's
check
like
it
some
out.
Of the best turkey I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so moist because turkey dries out, too. So it's so moist. And then it has this, like, super fun, flavorful, not too spicy, but like has a tang to it.
I got the brass burger and I'm a big burger fiend and it is so good. The bun is like so fluffy.
Does
I
the
love
burger
it.
Taste familiar? I think I didn't expect make the burger for you for
okay.
your birthday.
Okay, yeah. for my birthday.
This is your birthday
okay.
burger.
Yes. It's
you had the brass burger
me.
On your birthday?
Yes,
nice.
That's what she had for her birthday.
Yeah, that's
that
was so my funny. Request.
Oh, yeah. Jerk chicken wings. All right, this
oh,
is
wow.
kind of...
Oh, my God. This looks like...
Be
we didn't
careful,
expect
Brett.
It to be, but I think this is like the number one item on
and what's
our,
the sauce
our menu.
In?
That's also kind of like the jerk sauce, but I
all
mean,
right.
it's...
Just go for it?
Yeah, it's already glazed in there.
Oh, my God.
Those have been like one of the number one sellers. I love them.
You love a good wing.
Oh, my God. I love wings. Yeah. These are so flavorful and... I thought they were going to be like really spicy, but no, they're like there's like a smoothness to it. It's like a silky sweetness to it.
Okay,
oh, my God.
I do have to say, I'm a first-timer for a hush puppy. Okay.
You've never had a hush puppy
I've
before?
I've never had one.
Change
those are mine. I'm claiming the rest of them.
Kimchi
they're
hush puppies.
So good. What's the sauce?
Oh, really? Kimchi? I don't think I like kimchi. There's no way. Really?
Yeah,
it's so it's a pickled garlic ranch.
No
that
way.
That is really good. Right. Kevin's breaking his diet for this.
Yes, I am.
Don't tell his
Don't
wife.
Tell Sarah.
That's right.
Well, we all reacted that way.
I've been staring at this brisket burger, and this looks amazing. So I'm sure it tastes as good as it
brisket
looks.
Brisket is healthy.
Yeah,
protein.
Yeah, protein.
Rush. Mm. These are really good.
Hey, barbecue is protein heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of this is from our happy hour menu.
Yeah.
So every day we have our weekdays, we have a happy hour from 3 to 6. So the brass burger is $10, beers are $4, wine and cocktails, those kimchi hush puppies are on there.
Wow.
Well, we're all
so
very happy
really
right
fun.
Now in this hour.
Very much
yeah.
so.
All right, grand reopening, rooftop patio, expect barbecue from Gerard Kraft, and it all crushes. I think everyone is so happy, and everyone has got their mouths full.
You guys are awesome.
All right, we'll see you out there tonight.
Awesome, see you there.
The polls are open.
All right, poll today on the Brett Megas Show. Not only is it my anniversary, but it's Happy National World Book Day. That's
hey,
apparently a thing. So now I have to ask a question that makes you probably think way back for some of us. Maybe not so back for some of the other people on the show. What's the last book you've read?
I'm embarrassed to give my answer.
Oh, oh man, it's going to be...
AB, hold your judgment.
There's a monster at the end of this book, isn't it?
No,
that's
the
it.
Last
it's
book,
a picture book.
Oh last gosh. Book I fully read was the book that AB and I both read together in Bible study last year.
Okay.
Power of Your
that's
Mind.
That's not bad. No, what was it called?
You don't even know the name of it.
We don't know the name, but it was a great book. Read,
you
the,
read
whole
the whole
thing,
thing.
Learned a lot of valuable lessons from it. Couldn't tell you the name
Winning
of it.
Winning the War in Your Mind.
Winning the War in Your Ooh, Mind. Awesome. There you go.
Greg Groeschel. Yeah.
Yes, that is the last book I read last year.
A year ago. Okay. What about you, Kevin?
You know, I don't remember the name of it, but it was great. It's by the same guy who wrote Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
And it's what?
And it's a different take on the birth of Jesus.
Really? Okay.
Yes, yes.
And, there's all these religious books we read.
I mean, it's really, really, it's a unique thing where the three kings are involved. It all takes you back to the whole deal.
And, is it like Da Vinci Code, though? Like,
not necessarily Da Vinci Code, but it's like...
It's not like... But what I mean is like it's all like fake and just created this fantasy.
Yeah, it's this whole thing, but it all kind of becomes a full circle deal about how, you know, this child then becomes this Messiah and it all interrelates. It's a really interesting book. Give me a second. I'll find the title.
Okay.
So far, we have holy books that we don't know the names
yes.
of.
Yes.
I know. We did a great job with this.
I'm a reader. And my goal this year is to read 30 books. So I've read 8 this year.
Wow.
I'm looking at my Goodreads. The last book I finished was 2 days ago. It was called The Naturals.
And what's that about?
It's basically about these like teenagers who have natural abilities like...
Like Jesus and it's a religious
to like scope out criminals and like serial killers and stuff.
Wow. So Hannah and Kevin had a religious book. AB, who constantly talks about Bible study, has got
a
killer
book.
Yeah, it's our Jesus girl has a killer book.
Okay.
Mine's a killer book too. It's The Silent Patient that AB had given me to read. I got another thriller book and the library told me, you've checked it out so many times, you need to turn it back in, like there's no more. And I've read 0 pages. I told my wife yesterday.
Good.
She's like, they keep calling.
What's it called?
It's called 3. And this guy gets a phone call that says, you have 3 minutes to live. And he's like, what? And he's like, well, should I take this phone call serious or not? And he's like, well, just in case this person is going to kill me. So he gets out of the car and his car blows up. And now he's going to figure out the whole case. Sounded really interesting.
Mm. I'll probably finish that by the time you do that.
Yeah.
I guess we'll never know the ending.
Didn't read a single page of that book. I'm an embarrassment when I turn it back into the library.
Well, at least you guys know who wrote your books. And,
Did you ever figure it out?
No. In fact, the author, it's not the guy who wrote Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer. It's a different author.
I think this might have been a fever dream.
Yeah. No, just it's so a really knows. Good book. I can see it in my, I can see the cover. It's a blue cover. And it's got, like, crosses and
just
kings.
So everyone knows, though, just complete transparency, I sent this at 4 a.m. Everyone could have looked up their books.
Yeah, we could have.
At 4 a.m.
That's why you get on Goodreads.
Right.
The polls are open.
Kevin, did you finally figure out the book?
I figured it out. It is by the guy who did write Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer. The book is called Unholy Night.
Hannah was freaking out. She was like, man, how am I going to read this book then?
I couldn't even focus on anything else other than that. Yeah.
They've changed the cover since I read the book.
It's been a while, then, huh? We'll cover some trending stories right after Shibuzi tells you some good news.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's take a look at what's trending. For Keep It Moving, I'm going to read off some headlines that people are talking about, and then Hannah, you tell me if people need to know what people are talking about, or just scroll on by and keep it moving. These are the 4 most wise zodiac signs, according to astrologers. See if I shout out your sign. Capricorn.
Nope.
Aquarius.
AB, is that you?
I'm a Capricorn.
Ooh.
I just said see if I shout out your sign. Right. You didn't say it.
Well, she's so wise, she knows when not to talk.
Capricorns are known for their maturity, their seriousness, practical advice based on lived experience and strong work ethic.
She's so serious, she didn't even want to say anything.
I know.
I can't pay attention to anything. My eyes are so itchy.
I do have wire allergies might be really itchy, too. I'll have that coming, dude. Aquarius, Pisces, and then Scorpios, which is what
Scorpio.
That's what I am. I'm one of the wisest. Deep intuition, emotional intensity, the ability to understand people and situations at a profound level.
I'm a Libra. Didn't make the list.
No.
Yeah. Sagittarius here.
All right. If allergies are acting up, this might be the reason why.
Okay. Got to take this one for AB. I know she's struggling over there.
Same. My allergies have been so bad. Stress. They say stress levels can actually heighten the pollen allergies, and stress can make everything worse. However, scientists say the stress hormones activate allergies at an alarming level. So
well, I don't like that.
Yeah, so quit stressing out.
Maybe she would be not stressed if her eyes weren't gouging out of her head. Yeah. I keep thinking she's crying over there.
Half the time with grandparents are now spent...
Half the time. Okay, we'll take it. I don't understand clearly.
Half the time with your grandparents are now spent on screens.
Oh, wow.
Grandma and grandpa, when they take over children's duties, like, hey, I'll watch your kids for you, they spend about 49% of the time just watching TV. And I think it's because they just don't have the same energy. They're like, look, you guys are just running around. Just watch a show, kid.
You know what? I used to watch TV at my grandma's all the time, but anything at grandma's is fun.
Yeah, right?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I am wonderful. Are you going to beat Hannah at Hannah's homeschool?
Well, yeah.
There's confidence.
There's the Karen we wanted. All right, Hannah. She's feeling pretty good. How are you feeling?
I'm going to say pretty good, too.
Not as confident.
She laughed at me.
Yeah, get on out of here. Hannah's going to leave the room, Karen. She won't hear the questions or all of the right answers that you give us. And then we'll bring her back in and see who gets more right, okay?
All right.
Yesterday we talked all about WrestleMania. What does WWE stand for?
WrestleMania East.
WrestleMania East. Okay, yep. On a recent Mount Rushmore of Disney stars, Hillary Duff was left off the list. What character did Hillary Duff play?
I don't even know exactly who she is.
All right.
I don't know that one.
All right. Miley Cyrus, another Disney star, dad had a hard launch in his new relationship with Elizabeth Hurley. Who is Miley Cyrus's dad?
Oh my gosh, I know the name. He's a country singer.
That's right.
He's got a mullet.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Good. I feel like that counts. He's classic mullet, achy breaky heart.
Not Billy Bob.
Nope, not Billy Bob.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus. There you go. Awesome. All right. If you had trouble with Billy Ray Cyrus, I feel you're going to have trouble with this next one. Ed Sheeran met this singer at Coachella, invited him on to sing the song Ordinary at a pop-up bar. Who is this singer?
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll? Okay. And then how many weekends is Coachella? Are you locked in on Coachella? How many weekends was Coachella, Karen?
Six.
Okay.
I don't even know what Coachella is.
I love it.
That makes it even better.
Okay. I think we're going to give you the point for World Wrestling East. You were so close.
So close.
We're going to give you a 2 out of 5, Karen. We're going to see how Hannah does. Karen, I'm going to be honest. I'm not very optimistic, but we'll see if you win, okay?
Thanks. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we are definitely having some fun with Karen. Hannah is walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool. Karen, how'd you think you did?
Oh, awesome.
Awesome, oh, yeah. Yes. That's how I would describe it. I just got done asking Karen 5 pop culture questions. Hannah's going to answer the same questions, and Karen got 2 out of 5.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, what does WWE stand for? Just asked you about WrestleMania. What does WWE stand for?
Okay, I'm going to say something about wrestling entertainment, but I need another W. Wild Wrestling Entertainment?
Wild Wrestling Entertainment.
How about World Wrestling
World
Entertainment?
World Wrestling.
Oh, so close. I get maybe what?
Nothing.
3/4 of a point?
No.
0.75. No. Why not? I got most of it right.
On a recent Mount Rushmore of Disney stars, Hillary Duff was left off the list. What character did Hillary Duff play?
Lizzie McGuire.
Yes. For some reason, I wrote down Hannah Montana. And
No, that's wrong. That would be Miley Cyrus.
And that's because I have a Miley Cyrus question next. Miley Cyrus' dad had a hard launch in his new relationship with Elizabeth Hurley. Who is Miley's dad?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Not Billy Bob, but Billy Ray Cyrus. Ed Sheeran met this singer at Coachella, invited him on to sing his song Ordinary at a pop-up bar. Who is this singer?
Alex Warren.
Alex Warren. Wow. And then Karen, who was locked in on Coachella. Right, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
Big Coachella fan. How many weekends is Coachella?
3?
No, two.
Two.
Even Hannah missed this. It's not 6, it's not 3, it is 2 weekends.
6 would be insane.
Yeah, 6 would be insane.
Who knows? They have so many artists and bands. It probably still is going on. Yeah. So
3 out of 5 is good enough for the win. So Hannah gets the win. Karen, you have to say this is Karen and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Karen and I have been schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
You got to see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct on the Brett Mega Show. You will do this for 7 minutes a day.
Okay, this might be a little gross, but I think time spent like going pee would be 7 minutes.
All right.
7 minutes a day.
Total, like throughout the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think it might be longer, but I'm going to say avoiding coworkers.
Oh.
Kevin, do you have something to say? Like, you're on some grievances?
You know.
Kevin takes the long way.
Right, exactly.
It's like, oh.
You spend 7 minutes trying to figure out how you're going to avoid
go down a different hallway.
Yes.
All right, AB.
I'm going to say brushing your teeth.
No one got it correct. It is something you do with your significant other.
Whoa. Mm.
7 minutes. What does it take?
That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
We have the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. You will do this for 7 minutes a day. I said it is something you do as a couple.
Jules just texted in and said texting your significant other.
Mm.
Teacher Megan said hugging your significant other. Man, for 7 minutes a day? I feel like that's a lot.
It's kind of right.
Teacher...
Is it avoiding?
No.
Teacher Jen texted in and said snuggling for
that's
7 minutes.
Kind of right, too.
Josie said, if you know, you know, trying to decide to eat what to eat for dinner. That can take 7 minutes. So did Big Mama texted in and said debating what to eat.
That's funny.
The musician family texted in and said talking to your significant other about work. Can take 7 minutes.
No, it's romance. Romance together as a whole is only 7 minutes. It's hugs, snuggles, kisses, handholding, 7 minutes a day. That's what marriage looks like,
that's
I guess.
All you right. Yeah. I feel like that's a stretch to save 7 minutes, too.
It is an average. So there are some people that go like, 2 minutes, and there's some people that get at least up to 10 minutes.
Wow.
To get a
lucky
average.
Dogs.
Yeah, 7 minutes.
Mega Minds.
We're commercial free for the next hour, so thank you so much for hanging out with us. I wanted to share like a proud dad moment with you guys because we like to share either some of the big wins and sometimes the big fails. We have them all. And one of the big wins I felt like I had as a parent recently is I want to give my kids the tools to be able to do things when I'm not around so they can kind of operate with independence. Even my son at 4, I want him to have independence. And he had like an uncharacteristic moment for him. My son is definitely more of an observer. Like when he's in big crowds of people, that makes him nervous. He'll stand back. He likes to watch. He is definitely on the quieter side of things. And I feel like he is less outspoken than dad, who does a radio show for a living.
Right.
But apparently he's got a little dad in him, I think, in certain situations. Is at school, he's like 4. So he goes to like a play-based school where they do mostly play. And one of the kids, who's also 4, I'm sure didn't really come to this conclusion because I think he might have been leaving the school, was like, we don't learn anything at this school. He made this announcement at snack time to like the teachers. And
his
friend
said that?
Yeah, like one of the kids just said, we don't learn anything at this school. And the teachers were like caught off guard. And my son said, that's not true, which I'm really shocked that like he would be combative at all. And he goes, and he listed off like all the things they learn to the other kid.
Oh, wow.
And when we're like, my wife or I went to go pick him up and they told us, they're like, yeah, he spoke up and said like, these are all the things we learned. I was like, good for you. And I was like, this is just not his personality at all. But the fact that he was able to explain the things that he is learning, which is such a cool that's a cool win because play is a kid's, like a child's work. I believe that to the fullest extent. My wife's a play therapist. And so the fact that he was able to like connect that, like when I'm playing, these are the things I'm learning is so cool. So that's all, mom gets all the credit for that, play therapist. But then, like, just being outspoken, like, that's something, like, my wife, if you push her, like, her south side of Chicago where she's from comes out, but she's, like, real quiet, like, barely doesn't want, like, to be any sort of spotlight at all. But I will speak up and let people know
it. We know.
And I was like, look at you. I was so proud of him.
That's awesome. And I'm sure the teachers are like, this is great. We got a kid now on our side stopping the rebellion.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Theodore's going to be student of the month after that little stunt.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a great little success for Theodore. We've obviously met him. We're seeing him grow up right before our eyes. And that is so cool that he, felt confident enough. And I think, props to you and Katie as well for, like, obviously you guys are having conversations with Theodore about, like, you know, how was school? What did you learn? And then those conversations are looping back in and helping them, you know, speak out in class in a good way.
Yeah, he was able to connect. Now I just don't need him repeating everything Dad said.
Yeah, right. You gotta be careful.
Yeah. We are still commercial free for the full hour here on the Brett Mega Show. Kevin took home his kids a sweet treat. Even they wouldn't even touch it, though. Tell you what it was right after Calm Down on Y98 St. Louis. What is a food that, for the average person, they think sounds absolutely delicious? Everybody loves it, but you? Just makes you sick. Can't stand it. 314-531-9898. I'm not talking cauliflower, broccoli. Everybody hates those things or tolerates them. I'm talking about this is something everybody thinks is delicious, or a dessert like Kevin's kids that you brought home for them to be nice.
Yeah, we get a lot of free food at times here working in radio, and I can't eat all that food. Especially now, because I'm on a special diet.
Mr. Fit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not
you're lean and mean, man. Look at this guy.
But we got some snowballs, some Hostess snowballs. I love those as a kid. And the snowballs are basically like the chocolate cake with a cream filling and then covered in marshmallow and coconut. Love those. Those are awesome. Brought it home to my kids who wouldn't touch it. In fact, Jackson took a bite and was like, this is disgusting. You know what? Let's give it to Pawpaw. Pawpaw eats anything. Even my father-in-law would not eat the snowball.
What?
I know.
And like I'm poking
like,
it?
I'm like, guys, this is like a great... Okay.
This is a delicacy.
It's awesome.
No, I agree.
What?
I would never touch it. That's anything coconut, like those snowball things or the Girl Scout cookies that everyone's obsessed with, the Samoas that have coconut. Just keep... I know it's Girl Scout cookie... controversy because I love cookies and I'm the cookie, like me and the Cookie Monster compete who likes cookies more. That's a cookie I can't touch. Anything coconut related? No. Why do they, the snowball thing has enough going on. Why do they got to coat it in coconut?
Because they want it to be even more addictive and it's so good. And no. I don't understand you now either, Brett.
You know.
What's wrong with you?
It's not even the coconut that turns me away. For me, what turns me away is like the chocolate cake from Hostess. Like I don't like anything.
Or
like,
donuts.
I don't,
Hannah
like,
doesn't like donuts.
I don't what? Like Twinkies. Like I don't like anything like that.
Yeah. We literally every single day somebody has donuts at this office for whatever reason. Hannah, for some reason, does not know she doesn't like donuts. She grabs a donut.
She does every
almost
time.
Almost every day. Takes a bite, goes, oh, I don't like this. And it's like, and then AB eats it.
I
want to
like,
every
like
day.
Donuts. That's
why?
A normal food. I want to like it, but it's just too sweet for me. I don't like them.
But it's every day. Yeah. You would think she would figure it out, but Hannah does not like donuts.
Maybe this one.
Yeah, every day. And AB eats it for her.
I do have a different food that I don't like that my family literally will never let me down for is I don't like Chinese food. Like they always
like
want to go to.
Oh, really?
They always want to go to like Panda Express.
I
like,
don't believe you.
What do you mean?
You don't like all Chinese food. You've tried it all. There is something out there that you like. You're just being weird and picky.
There's so much.
No, I mean, I guess I haven't tried enough.
No, that's the segment. That's there's a food everybody likes.
Well,
and she doesn't
I don't
like
know.
It.
I feel so judged.
You did get judged. This is a no judgment joke.
Yeah.
Hey, you might call us at a show and AB might tell you like she's judged you. Do you have a food? Because AB is
I
like
have a food.
Bowl. Because bowl right. crap. Because
I'll eat pretty much everything.
Yeah, you're like a trash can over
but
there.
But the one thing I cannot eat, which I'm Greek, so it's like a big deal, I can't eat lamb.
Oh.
When my mom cooks it and she makes euros and stuff, it looks like it's breathing when you cook it. And ever since I saw that as a kid, I'm like, I can't do that. So I'll eat chicken euros. And like as a Greek person, you're not supposed to be doing that, but that's my one food.
All right. What's the food for you that everybody seems to like? Everyone's obsessed with it, but like, no, not me. I just do not get it. 314-531-9890. We'll take your calls and text messages while we're commercial free all morning long on Y98 St. Louis. What is something that everybody thinks is delicious, but man, you wouldn't touch it, get it away from you? 314-531-9898. Kevin is just, we call him Super Kevin now because he's just lean, ripped. It's like Zac Efron and Kevin.
Yeah.
That's
right.
And so he doesn't eat these like delicious desserts that people drop off at the studio all the time. Got a snowball, took it home to your kids, and they said, this is disgusting.
I know. And you're like, what are you doing? I am not eating this, and you're not going to eat this? What's wrong with you?
Very insulting to you
exactly.
And your new lean, mean
the
body.
Sacrifice made, and you won't eat a snowball? The Hostess snowball is one of the best snacks ever made.
I don't like coconut things either. I think these kids got it right.
No, they don't.
Aaron, what's it for you that everybody loves that you just can't stand?
I can't stand mashed potatoes.
What?
Why?
I don't know. I just never liked them. I can get down with a fry, obviously, but mashed potatoes are just not my thing.
Like it's
and when
butter
I met my husband and I went over there with his family, they said I was un-American.
Yeah, I mean, like
I kind of agree, Aaron.
Even with gravy?
No. I make it for Thanksgiving because there would be a riot if I didn't, but I would not make them if it was just me.
We had someone just text in and said that they don't like mashed potatoes because of the texture. So maybe that's what it is.
Texture usually is something that does affect me. That's why like everyone says like, oh, you don't like everything. You're the pickiest eater. And it's usually more of a texture than it is a flavor thing. But like,
yeah.
I don't know. There's just something awesome about that mushy, buttery deliciousness.
Butter and salt and pepper.
Yeah. What are some other texts that came
Gabrielle
in?
Gabrielle just texted in talking about texture, and she said that she can't eat tacos or cheeseburgers because she doesn't like the feeling of crumbled up beef.
Dang, that sucks for life.
That does suck. I mean,
like, tacos and burgers are just like mainly my diet.
Wow. Okay, I think I found the number one food that I don't like that other people do. Ketchup. Someone texted that and I agree. Hate ketchup.
I'm actually the reversal. I don't like mustard. I can't stand mustard.
Mustard's more normal, though.
Yeah, I feel like that's why I didn't even bring up. But ketchup, I do think
Don't put ketchup on anything?
No, you've never noticed that?
I've never noticed
that. I either do ranch or Thousand Island. I don't do any sort of ketchup. Hate ketchup.
Wow.
Lots of people are pumpkin haters. Pumpkin pie, pumpkin spice.
Oh, like the, anyone who like that pumpkins. I think like Starbucks just made PSLs like exciting. But actually, pumpkin flavored things is just like it's like a cheap version of cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's very cinnamon. It tastes like cinnamon.
Emma says that she doesn't like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh. Shut up. Dang.
Yeah, my daughter doesn't either. And I just found this out after 19 years.
The things you learned. Well,
I know.
For the woman who didn't like Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, we dedicate this song to you. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So the Oscars might look completely different this year. I'll explain why in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So the Academy, a.k.a. the people who are in charge of voting for the Oscar Awards, have gotten some major rule change set in place this year. One of them being that they are now required to watch all of the nominated movies in each category in order for them to vote.
Once
I read that, I said, that wasn't a rule this whole time?
Yeah, exactly.
I was so confused by this, too.
I saw that, too, and I'm like, come on. You're just, that looks like a good name.
I think we need to scrap everybody's Oscars
and
restart from the beginning. That's so unfair. What do you mean that hasn't been a rule?
I was confused by the headline, so I thought maybe I just misunderstood it, that they had to watch anything that was nominated that year, so they're familiar with all movies, even if you weren't voting on that category, which made more sense to me. I'm like, oh, that's a big change. That's going to be hard. But no, it really says what Hannah just said. You have to watch everything that you're voting on in the category. I'm like, well, how could you vote on the category?
Right, without watching. And exactly.
The other thing is there's no way to like enforce it.
Yeah, I know. They said that they're unclear on how they're supposed to know that each voter has watched all of them.
But at least now it's in writing.
Like, at least they're, like, trying to save their butts. And I said, okay, Cliff Notes, you can look up anything.
Yeah, I saw that movie. It was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, and it kind of diminishes now, as you said, Hannah. It's like all those awards, all those years, you're like, well, does it really matter that you're an Oscar winner? It's a popularity contest.
I guess the one thing I did, like, say, well, this is crazy. Also, who votes on this? It's like the Academy of all these people I never heard of before and I don't know. It's like directors and critics, like, who cares? Just tell me if it's a good movie. And most of the time, who wins the Oscars are a bunch of weird movies they've never seen before. Either way.
Yeah.
That's where I was at.
Another thing they
said. Apparently, the Academy hasn't watched those either.
Yeah, they're me. The Academy and me have so much in common.
So I said something like joking around about Cliff Notes, but really, like, AI, I feel like, is a big concern for the Oscars because you can just look up stuff. So they also addressed AI and they said it doesn't either, like, help them nor hurt them. So. They're fine with AI. Basically, this is all just a whatever you want fest. Super excited for the Oscars this year. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I feel like this is a conversation that happens almost before anyone gets married. And I'm curious if anyone out there, as a woman, kept their maiden name. How did you decide which name you're going to take? Whose name are you going to take? Now, I don't think, you know, traditionally it was always the woman took the man's name. I think traditionally it's probably almost split, more common than not. Who has and what name? How did you decide it? 314-531-9898. I know that, you know, this is the name you're born with. So it has a meaning and names have meaning. So this is, I think, a struggle for a lot of women when they're supposed to just give up their name. And this is something your friend is struggling with, huh?
Yeah, maybe? My friend Elizabeth is having a really hard time, like, being like, okay, my last name isn't going to be Meeks anymore, to the point where she had to bring it up in, like, therapy.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was
really?
Like, oh, wow. It's, like, such an identity for her. Yeah. A ton of people in college called her by her last name. So she's like, oh, my gosh, are they going to stop calling me that? I'm like, no. Like, your last name, you know, will forever be Meeks. I like people are still going to call you that. That's not going to change. She thinks it's so weird. Like her kids won't have that same last name, too. And like it is a weird thing, but she still wants to change her name.
Does she? She's come to the conclusion, like the hyphenated thing.
She doesn't want to do the hyphenated thing. She doesn't want to do the middle name thing because her middle name is also like a family name. So she doesn't want to change that. So she's going to change it. She just hates that she's gonna do it, basically.
I wonder if other people struggle, because my wife and I had this conversation because everyone called her Katie Lewis, like, and just so she knows, people still reference her to that all the time now that we're married. 314-531-9898. I know this is gonna sound not fair because of, but this is my real opinion. I think whoever has the cooler last name, that's the name you should take. And my real last name is Mega, so of course I would have that.
I've always been that.
Of course this is my opinion. I've always had this opinion. But I do, like, if someone has a cool last name, you should take that so that everyone has the same last name and it's cooler.
I think some people have just like a deeper connection to their last name too, because my last name, I don't really think that I'll have a hard time changing it.
Sure.
The only thing that I would feel weird about is like I have two sisters and we're really close. We're not going to be the Bowman sisters anymore. We're all going to have new last names, but nobody calls me by my last name.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I don't know that I could like relate less to a topic. I'm so excited to change my last name.
You don't really? Like Gibbs?
No, like I'm not. That's like associated with like my dad's side.
Yeah,
not
I was just gonna say
my dad's side at all. I mean, my sisters and I, people call us the Gibbs girls, whatever. I don't even really like that people say that. But yeah, I'm so excited to change my last name when I get married one day. Like even like I feel like, you know, I might struggle a little bit, like because I might be harder to find, like radio wise, maybe. But if people really want to find me, they'll find me.
See, I think my friend has the opposite opinion of that because she lost her dad really young, too. Oh. So it's like a tie to her dad that she'll not she won't have anymore.
That
I think he should change it then.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're not like weighing in on what they decide to do or not. But I do think that like it shouldn't just be traditional. Like, oh, it's always tradition. The woman changes it, the guy. Like, I think, like, you're right. Like, some people's names mean more to them. And if that person has a deeper meaning, a deeper connection, that's a conversation that should be had. That's my opinion.
I agree.
Or if you have a badass last name like Mega, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, it's funny. The Sarah liked my last name because she's Sarah Williams and I'm Kevin Berghoff. Well, she's all about alphabetical order.
Oh,
and
that's
she hated
like
being at the very end all through school. So it was like a no-brainer for her. I'm choosing Berghoff over Williams because now I'm at the head of the class.
Wow.
Curious, how did you decide on the name change? And did you also struggle with this? where you felt like you were losing a part of your identity? Does it ever change? Do people stop calling you that nickname? Should she be, you know, AB's friend, be worried about that? 314-531-9898. When you get married, there's always a conversation about the name change because the woman has to usually traditionally give up the name. And nowadays, more women are hyphenating,
right,
or guys are taking the last name. How did you decide? 314-531-9898. AB's friend has decided to take on her future husband's last name, mm-hmm, but she is having trouble with letting go of it because it's created nicknames for her, has a special meaning and tie, and it's affecting her. I want to know if this has affected you as a woman as well, or a man who had to give up their name. For me, the nickname thing, I kind of speaks from a personal experience. My wife, people still call her by her first and maiden name all the time, like as like slang or just, mm-hmm, like not like, oh, like she fills out documents that way, but more so like, oh, Katie Lewis, you're, yeah, and they're joking around. Like, it didn't go away. So I don't think she's going to lose the nickname.
Mm-hmm.
That would surprise me at,
right,
least if, yeah, all of a sudden
people, I don't think she would.
Yeah, especially because just enough people in your life, you always will keep that nickname. It's hard, whether they're positive or negative, it's hard to shake a nickname.
Yeah.
Nancy, you actually, as a woman, kept your name, but this was back in the 70s. So this was like unheard,
oh,
of.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes, I kept my name and was really castigated for it.
Really?
You know, how could you do this to your husband? And when I had my first child, they actually lost her in the nursery because she had my husband's last name. And I kept saying, where's my baby? And they couldn't find a baby with my last name.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh,
I learned very quickly no other baby went to the nursery, number one. But I finally got, you know, kind of bullied into changing my name, and actually named my second child my maiden name.
Oh. Wow.
Oh.
Did you regret changing,
yeah,
it?
Yeah. That.
Yes. And especially with the political climate now, with the talk of what's going to be needed to vote.
Right.
Interesting.
I think women really need to do some serious thinking on whether they're going to legally change their name. You can go by any name you want, but I'm talking about legally for Social Security, for your tax purposes, for voting, most importantly. You need to really think about this because...
Look at Nancy. 50
doubt.
Years you know, ago was a trailblazer. Good for you, Nancy.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
Wow.
Katie, you had...
Hey.
You don't struggle with the name change as well?
No, not at all. I didn't struggle with my name change at all. I had always heard that your last name at birth represents the name of the man that your mother chose, whereas when you change your name to your future husband's name, you're now calling yourself by the man that you chose.
What a powerful little quote.
Wow.
Right. And honestly, not worried about voting at all. My name has been changed for 25 years, and I've had zero problems. So.
Dang.
Wow.
All right.
Boom. Mic drop.
Katie.
I love that little quote.
I wanted to grab this one, too, because this is an interesting one. Christina, tell everyone what your last name is.
So my last name is Freeze, F-R-E-E-S-E, and it's just like David Freeze. And I get that question all the time. Am I related? No. I was actually adopted from Chile, so I have no relation whatsoever. When I got divorced, I went back to my maiden name. And I will tell you, throughout my professional life, I work with a lot of attorneys and doctors, and that's the question I get all the time. Hey, got a question. I'm like, here we go. And they're like, you know what I'm going to ask you? I'm like, let's hear it. And it's like, hey, are you related to David Freeze? And I'm like, I wish. No, I'm not. But I love my last name.
Love that.
Yeah, yeah.
I always get, is Mega your real last name? Like,
people ask me that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're always like, and they always give it to, they always compliment me, like I did that.
Yeah.
Like, you're damn right. Actually, my last name wasn't going to be Mega. They saw me born, like, this last.
Oh, that's Mega. A Mega Man.
Yeah, that's Mega. A Mega Man for you. Thank you so much for the call. Such an interesting conversation this morning.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I'm going to read headlines that are trending, and Hannah, you either tell me scroll past them, keep it moving, or give you details like the unsexiest body part on a man.
I've been trying to think of it since you teased this. I'm going to say nipples.
You don't think a man's nipples are sexy?
No, I'm scared
of them. Why do men have nipples?
This is a whole different conversation. Like, this is feels like Meet the Parents. Like, I have nipples. Yeah. Can you milk me? 65% of women think men's feet are very unsexy.
Oh, I mean, yeah, disgusting.
Yeah. They say usually because they have, like growth
hair.
Hair, they're stinky, their toenails. No, the nipples didn't pop up for you. The guys have nipples.
I mean, I'm just scared of male nipples.
All right. That's a quote. most hated veggies.
Keep moving. They're good for you. Try them out.
People who always get dumped in the first month tend to make these 9 cringy mistakes.
Ooh, what?
All right, so Hannah, let's see how many of these you would make.
Okay.
They make plans too far in the future in the first month.
No, I wouldn't do
that. They use the L word too early.
I'd probably do
you
that.
You would do that, yeah. They talk about their future wedding. They introduce their date to their entire family.
Oh, I would do that.
In the first month. They co-purchase something together.
Bad idea.
They slam their ex. They ask for money. They give them a key.
What?
Or they show up at their work with unexpectedly.
Ooh. That happened to me after that the would first be, date. That happened would
be
here.
That would be a big red flag.
Okay, first off, yeah, AB went on a date with some dude, and then he showed up at work with, like, flowers, and he thought he was doing, like, some kind of romantic,
on,
like,
Halloween, and I was dressed as a taco to receive
maybe
flowers.
We never forget.
Like a hitch move, and I thought he was trying to be romantic, and every woman in the office
AB went in a spiral.
Literally everyone was like, that is not a move. No. So, guys, if you think you're being romantic after the first date,
to
show up with a surprise, here's your lesson. Do not do that. Everyone made fun of this dude.
Yep.
And poor guy, if he's listening right
now.
He was
very nice. He was very nice.
I hope he's not
listening. It's not my thing.
I hope he is listening. This is your PSA. Don't ever do that again.
Right.
Because even someone dressed as a taco was not interested.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah thinks he was listening, don't you? Hannah, look at Hannah.
I do. I think he still loves AB and listens every day.
He was probably standing outside with the jukebox right now.
He's got flowers. He was on his way. He went, oh, man.
This is you think it's a bad idea?
He's turning around. Damn it.
Maybe you can help Hannah. She's been getting strange calls from a strange number. Is there anything you can do? And have you ever gotten these type of weird spam calls all the time? And how did you go about dealing with it? Did you just take it and just keep blocking it? 314-531-9898. If you've ever had a spam call issue, what keeps happening? Who's calling you?
Okay, so I usually feel like I'm really good about not falling into, like, spam links or traps or anything like that. I don't ever sign up, like, my email for anything weird. I feel like I'm very cautious about that stuff, but somehow I have gone, like, neck deep in this spam hole for this company called Boss Cat. I don't know who they are, where they're from, if they're real, if they're not, if someone's, like, playing a joke on me or what. But
they should be. If they're not, you need to get a company website going. Boss Cat, man.
Yeah. Boss Cat. Yeah, they call and leave a voicemail for me at least 3 times a day. They text me. Even if I block a number from Boss Cat, another one will come. So, like, I have, like, blocked, like, 50 numbers in the past week because they come from different states. And they'll leave a voice message and they'll say, hi, Jenny, or hi, Phil, or it's, like, a different name anytime. We have your estimate ready from Boss Cat. Like, give us a call back. But it's from a different number every time. So I just keep blocking it because I'm not any of those people. I've never heard of this company. I looked it up.
Kind of look like a Phil.
Like, yeah. Incognito or whatever. To try and see, like, I don't want to get deeper into this trap, but I wanted to see, like, okay, is it something I know? The only thing Boss Cat I've seen is it's a bar in Texas. So why would they want to give me an estimate? I've never even been to Texas.
Really?
Mm.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know what the hell this is, but I've never, like, been so deep in a scam scheme as I am right now. I need help.
I don't think anyone.
You guys are speechless.
I mean, I know exactly how to fix it.
You do?
Yes. There's a thing in your settings where you can block all callers that they're, like, spam. All callers that are not in your contacts.
Really?
Yes. Well, then what if someone calls me that's not in my contacts that I...
Yeah.
Well, then you're screwed, and I've been there.
Really? Yeah, because, like, she could get a call.
You either
from...
get one or the other. You're going to get all these Boss Cat calls, or you're going to miss out on...
Don't give up on Boss Cat.
Somebody saying... You saying Boss Cat makes my heart drop. Like, I'm scared.
Is it something, though, that you could call at work from a different number? Do you know what I mean? And
so then we get our work phone to be all scammed up.
Can we prank Bosscat?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you could get you could be Phil at work, and you could call back and say, okay. "Yeah, Bosscat keeps calling me."
Let's do this. Okay, let's call. You got a Bosscat number?
Oh yeah.
Okay, let's call Bosscat here in a second. See what they do. And if you know what to do, if you've ever been in the spam situation, 314-531-9898. Hannah keeps getting these spam calls from what is the company called?
Bosscat.
Bosscat. Zane, this is Bosscat. We have your, what do they have? Your
My estimate.
They have your estimate. Yes, we'll get it figured out. So you have the number, right, Hannah?
I do have the number.
All right, Kevin, let's call it right now and let's see if we can get a hold of them from the radio station line, not Hannah's personal phone, and see if they answer the radio station's line. Let's see if we can talk to them.
Try to connect you.
This is the best
music. This is going to put me to sleep.
This is good music.
Maybe that's music from Bosscat.
I know. I wish I could have gotten the beginning of it.
Was it, did it say Bosscat?
Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail for Matthew Dockery. No one is available to take
Matthew
your call.
Matthew Dockery. We know who it is. Look up that man.
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Oh, I'm going to leave a message. Okay. Hey, this message is for Bosscat. Just returned you back about my estimate. Thank you. I think we'll hear back.
Guys, this was like one of the worst ideas we've ever had. Our studio line is about to be spammed up.
Well, maybe Boss Kim will hit you back with a rough, like he'll actually hit up
like, give me my estimate
like,
for real?
Jake in Middays, but okay, I have Hannah's estimate. He'll actually answer it on accident. Yeah. Kayla, you're one of our favorite people. You you said you're the professor of spam calls.
Oh.
Do you think we did the right thing there by trying to call Boss Kit?
Oh, yeah, you did an amazing thing.
They told you.
How you deliver. It's how you deliver it whenever he calls back. And since it's a man, he even messed up more because you have opportunities now.
Wow.
Oh.
And so it needs to be like one of the ladies that handles it going forward because you can make his life miserable now.
I love this.
Whenever he calls back, you can be like, oh, my gosh. So this estimate, tell me more. Monty or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
And whenever he delivers you that estimate, you'd be like, oh my gosh, that is such a great deal. You are such a kind and you sound like a strong gentleman.
Oh.
I can't believe you would deliver me such a great estimate. Wow. And if you help me, Monty, I'm going to help you because I know you're probably into sales and you need this deal. And you know what? I'm freshly single, so we can help each other out.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
You're making this man miserable. Like, make him feel uncomfortable. Like, you know how sometimes you get hunted by these creepy men on Tinder? You hunt him, man.
Wow.
Make him miserable.
Oh,
I
love
did
it.
This, like, on Friday. I got a call from a spammer saying he was from the DEA. He found blood on his cell phone. He's going to arrest me. And I was like, you know what, Brian? Come arrest me because
wow.
I have my child. And I called him 16 times. And I kept saying, you know what, Brian? You're playing love games with me. I know you are. And
I don't even
play because I'm into the play.
You
wow. come and get me.
You think you're the boss cat? No, I'm the boss cat.
I'm the boss. Oh, too much fun this morning on the Brett Magus Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Benson Boone took the bold move to ask people why they don't like him. I'll tell you what some of the responses were at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
So Benson Boone loves making little TikTokies, and recently one of them that he made caught a lot of people's attentions. He was just like laying down and the caption is what really like caught people's eye. It says, if you hate me or my music, at least have a good reason for it. I just read a comment that said, I don't even know why I hate Benson Boone, but it just feels right. Like what? How am I supposed to improve after reading that? At least say something valid. Like he low-key just flips everywhere. Can he do anything else? Or I just don't even like his songs, even though I'm basing my opinion off of only one that I've heard over and over, which would be super valid. So he posted that, and then people were commenting back on that video saying like actual reasons why they didn't like him. And Benson, instead of like ignoring them or like arguing back, he was actually like trying to like have conversations with people about why people don't like him. And honestly, a lot of the people that don't like him or that commented on this video blamed the radio for overplaying his songs.
Like, yeah, they're not really introduced to his music. they just heard one song, didn't like it, and got
or
overplayed.
Or just like over and over and over again, so they get burnt out. And he would say, honestly, I agree that they overplay it.
I think it's cool that he embraces the hate and is not afraid from it and doesn't run from it. But sometimes I think when you respond to those people, it seems like then you power them. Like, people, one of the things that I think that happens is people think they can just say whatever they want on the internet and no one cares or going to see it, but he clearly is going to see it and see it. I hope that it stops them from doing it. But instead, I wonder if they're going to go, oh, well, Benson responded. So I wonder if I'm going to go to Katy Perry and Taylor Swift and whoever and just say mean things until they respond. Like, people read this stuff. They're real people. Don't do that.
I don't know. I think that regardless, like, haters are going to hate. But I think that Benson put it out there in such a, like, a respectful way and on, like, his platform and, like, wasn't blasting people in the comments for it. Like, he actually was trying to, like, grow from this. And I
really like his music. I think that he's still trying to figure out who he is as a person, though, because, like, he's dressed like Harry Styles for some reason, and that doesn't fit his music. He kind of, like, gathers things from other people to try to fit, like, a character of himself. Like, Sabrina's, like, she has her own character that everybody knows. He doesn't know what his is yet.
And so you feel like he was actually seeking information?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's really trying to, like, figure it out.
And that's okay.
I mean, good for him, though. He's a young guy. He, like, rose to fame. Like, now he's huge. Like, yeah, I do think it would be hard to, like, kind of figure out who you are. So hopefully his little TikTok helped him out. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can answer the Megamind question of the day. On average, this will happen to a woman 4 times in her lifetime.
I'm going to say this from personal experience, and I just racked my number up even higher. I'm going to say that women get in fender benders 4 times in their life.
Ooh.
I just ran into my house, so yeah.
How's that car doing for you?
It's still scratched. Yeah.
I think it's she'll break a guy's heart.
Dang.
Only 4 times?
I thought that was a lot. And I said, oh, wow.
I'm going to say break something else. I'm going to say crack your phone.
Ooh.
It is a negative thing, guys. Everyone went negative, and it is a negative thing, but no one got it cracked. That answer's coming your way in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give the answer to the Megamind question of the day. On average, this will happen to a woman 4 times in their lifetime. I did say it's a negative thing.
Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete texted in, and they said changing jobs.
Mm.
That doesn't have to be negative.
Yeah, sometimes it can be a positive thing. Bad haircut.
Only 4?
I don't know that I've ever gotten a bad haircut.
4 seems like a lot to me.
Yeah.
Really? 4 times you're going to have a bad haircut. I thought maybe it was the time that you dyed your hair blonde and it wasn't really blonde.
Right.
That's not a haircut.
Oh, okay. Well, I would count that as 1.
It's not a haircut.
Fair, fair, fair.
Mega Minds.
Kind of like an animated TV couple right there, Post Malone and Morgan Wallen dropping songs together. On the honor of my anniversary, let's talk about other couples. These are a list that came out, the best TV couples from like animated TV shows or movies or things like that. Who would be on your list, Hannah?
I really think the couple from Family Guy is really good.
Oh,
Lois
Griffins?
And Peter Griffin. Yep. Number 8 on the list.
Okay.
Kevin. 8?
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the Flintstones, because they're like the classic, and that's the modern Stone Age family.
Number 1 on the list.
Yeah.
Kevin nailed it.
Fred and Wilma. Yeah, I would agree.
AB, who did you have that you think of?
Is
you...
the couple from Up on there?
No, they should have had the couple from Up. That's a good one.
Oh, my gosh. Make me cry. Yes.
You know what they did have from like the Disney stuff is Kim Possible and Ron Stoppable.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember there being a guy.
Yeah, I only remember Kim.
Bob's Burgers finished at 12.
Oh, Linda.
Family Guy, 8. Hank and Peggy Hill finished at 7, which I thought Family Guy would finish higher than
Yeah, how does that trump that?
But then here's the top 5. Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy from Harley Quinn.
No.
What? I thought she was with the Joker.
So did I.
No. Not on the new...
Not on the new TV series?
Okay. New Mans.
No. Okay. Homer and Marge at number 4.
At number 4? Really?
3 is Scooby and Shaggy.
A couple?
They're not a couple.
Yeah. They're dating?
Yeah, they people... I thought that was a...
Yeah, I mean,
bad
I would
one
go,
to have on the list.
I would go
that's
Fred
like a little
and,
incest.
And,
yeah.
Daphne.
That's what somebody said. Somebody said that on there. That's not fair. That's not a, that's the bestiality, too. Like,
yeah,
not even
they're
cool.
not. A, I mean, They're a dynamic duo.
Number one is Fred and Wilma. The number two is another throwback. Kevin, do you want to take a guess? Because if anyone would get it, it'd be Kevin.
Would it be Betty and Barney Rubble?
No, it's Future.
Oh, the Jetsons.
The Jetsons. Oh, George and Jane and Jetson is number two.
Really?
Best animated TV couples of all time.
Wow.
Yep. I thought those Simpsons were low because the Simpsons is iconic, but the Flintstones took the top spot.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.